because the planning committee basically has basically voted against the development proposal at this point, we can safely say that.
So a lot of us spoke, but we were pretty horrified because the city is really on side with this. So all their experts came in and said, no, it's fine. Don't worry about the turtles. Don't worry about potential flooding. Don't worry about the fact that we don't know what he's going to do in terms of remediation. In fact, after I'd listened to it for a while, I changed my speech and put, this sounds like the theme is don't worry, be happy. Don't worry about all these problems that we've raised and that you're basically ignoring. Don't worry, be happy and vote for it. But they didn't. They weren't happy, the councillors. Summed up citizens' concerns beautifully. They listened to our concerns and they voted accordingly. So that's great.
Okay, so now it's still going to go before council, but not until September at this point. September 6th.
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, September 6th, and that's basically when it'll be before council. Now, will it need to be a unanimous vote in order for it to be struck down? Do we know that process?
No. It just has to be a majority. So 7 out of the 12 councillors plus the mayor. So we know the mayor is all for it. So basically we need 7 councillors because we don't have the mayor's support. So we need 7 out of the 12 councillors, which will still be a majority in the 13. Does that make sense?
Totally. And I know you had asked in the petition and all that for a redesign. Is that still what is being sought for?
Well, Patry, even the councillors last night were saying Patry's being totally inflexible. He wants to build all 4 blocks of his apartments. One of them being, the last one being on the wetland. That's why he wanted the minister's zoning order, or this, he and the city wanted the zoning order. We have now shown that the riverfront property is the least contaminated and most likely could be phytoremediated, naturally remediated. You don't have to cut down the 220-year-old grandmother oak, and you don't have to cut down the beautiful willows and everything. So we think that if he builds it all, he should build over near Rideau Street. But based on his inflexibility, if he can't build on the whole 37 acres, he's uncompromising and he's used to getting his way. So I think yesterday's vote was pretty surprising for, I don't want to use an adjective, but Jay Patry, because he's used to getting his way with the city and he didn't last night. Anyway, so to answer your question, he wants to build riverfront condos. Mm-hmm. So he won't want to give those up. And he'll get a lot of money for those, I'm sure. And he won't want to give those up either. So our suggestion that he build on Rideau, which would still mean cutting down trees, but not, it wouldn't mean destroying the riverfront, the shoreline, and the oak. So, but I doubt, as they were saying last night, he's inflexible. So I'm sure he wouldn't pull back and say, okay, I'll build a couple of high rises along Rideau because I'm so concerned about the housing crisis. That's not Patry. So I don't know what he'll do. I mean, people near the Lower Union Pier stopped him from building 20 stories on the Lower Union Pier. Remember, he closed the Marine Museum or he forced it out. And then he was going to build 20 stories and the neighborhood rose up and he finally sold to Homestead. So sometimes he knows when he needs to get out and makes whatever money he can. And let's hope he realizes that he can't have his way this time.
I spoke with the environmental specialist and she kind of reframed this whole thing as a cleanup going on about how those lands at the tannery are contaminated and and we're actually cleaning it up. Any response to that?
Well, we have been talking to a group at the University of Montreal called PhytoAction. They're scientists, and they've received an award for their work from the David Suzuki Foundation. So they're credible, and they're at the university. They've looked at the map of contaminants and said the northwest corner, where the tannery and the smelter were, are the worst. But the rest is pretty good. It's contaminated. I'm not saying it isn't, but it's not so bad as Patry's gang says. And it can be, as I said earlier, phytoremediated according to their past work. So we say, instead of cutting down 2,000 trees, this is what Patry's environmental specialist thinks is a good idea, cutting down 2,000 trees, digging up and shipping out, and these are their numbers, 20,000 truckloads of earth. Now, where are those truckloads going to go? That just taking the problem elsewhere. We say, leave the trees. They're sucking up toxins into their branches. You do samples and you watch what trees possibly have sucked up too many toxins, and you take them down, but you don't take down every tree. You let the trees do their work. The willows and the poplars are all very good at sucking up toxins, and you plant other toxin absorbing vegetation, and you create, we'd like to see a phyto park, which is either nationally and internationally known, because this is a fairly well-known area, and this is, it's right in the city, and Kingston could be put on the map by saying, no, let's not do the old-fashioned way of cutting down and digging out, and then they want to pave over it. That is not green, no matter what an environmental specialist says. So we are saying, leave it green, leave the muskrats, leave the beavers, leave the deer. Let the trees and nature continue to do its job. I mean, one person said last night, those animals would not be surviving as well as they are if they were eating toxins. If the toxins were that bad, they'd all be poisoned. They're not, they're thriving. All sorts of wildlife. Patry's people said that we had a silent spring in the wetland. Well, people have heard lots of birds and heard and seen and heard bullfrogs and leopard frogs, and it's not silent, it's vibrant. So I disagree with the so-called environmental specialist. Look at the environment and see what, go by and see how thriving it is. River and Rideau Street.